Mercy and peace be unto you from God our Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, that's how it is. That's how we fill our lives with the biggest and the brightest, the best. This time of year, the biggest Christmas, mercy and peace be unto you from God our display in the neighborhood. Yeah, I'm guilty of that one. The biggest present underneath the tree. And at any time of the year, the biggest house, the brightest diamonds, the best career. God says, unplug. God says, be still and know that I am God. And Christmas has its entertainment side. It has its retail side. But we have not come here to be entertained, although the children's program this morning was very entertaining. We're here to be on God's business. And God's business is to call to a halt. You might say, unplug. From all the busyness of our hectic lives and this hectic season, so that we might discover anew the good news of great joy. The good news of great joy. A long time ago, shepherds on a Bethlehem's field heard these words. Today, a Savior is born to you. He is Christ the Lord. We need to ponder this. You and I have much to learn from Mary, the mother of our Lord, for that's exactly what she did. She pondered in her heart. And I can tell you what it was not. Not the things that many people have come to expect this season, an extravagance of gifts and bright lights, the sounds of carols and the glistening of new-fallen snow, a turkey, a ham, or even a goose in the oven. All these trappings lie far in the future. No, Mary's enchantment was not found in any of that. Rather, what she pondered in her heart was that which was spoken by the angel of the Lord to the rugged shepherds concerning her baby boy. Christ, the Lord. She looked down at that tiny baby she held in her arms, that tiny baby that was in a manger, and she thought, could it really be? Could it really be the Lord, the God of hosts, who feeds all creation, who opens his hands to satisfy the desire of every living thing? Could it really be that he would take flesh in her virgin womb, that he would be born a helpless infant boy? Good news of great joy for all the people, the angel announced to the shepherds. This was no pipe dream. This was no human speculation. These were words from the very mouth of God. Her firstborn was none other than the Messiah, the promised Redeemer, God in flesh and bone. So Mary kept all these words, and she pondered them in her heart. And you and I can do no less. For when it is all said and done, there is nothing, absolutely nothing that we can do or say to add any more glitter, glamour, or gusto to this luster of this day. The most overpowering music or the overwhelming light display, the biggest, brightest Christmas show ever, could never hold a candle to the simple wonder of a heart captivated by our gracious God, who loved the world so that he gave his one and only begotten Son. When we could not go to him, he's come to us, wrapped in swaddling clothes, God in diapers, here among us, God in a crib, and then some 30 years later, God on a cross, made to be sin for us, that he might remove the curse of sin and the sting of death forever. Whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. That's the biggest, brightest thing about Christmas. Everything else will fade. The glitz and the glitter will all soon be packed away for another year. The excitement of this season is fast fleeting. Unplug. Shut down your head and open your heart to receive the glad news that Christ is born a child. Amen. Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than we could ask or imagine, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen.